Even after summer is over, a lot of people like to take a stroll on the beach, and at least some of them do it using a metal detector. You know what I'm talking about. Treasure hunters looking for loose coins, lost jewelry, things like that. Along the beaches in Brazil, this sort of hobby is almost a profession. The World's Will Carlos has a story about Rio de Janeiro's urban gold miners.
It's a stunning late spring dawn on the beach in Rio de Janeiro's Barra da Tijuca neighborhood. It's that time of year when the currents change and the winter beach erodes and flattens out. And it's this changing season that has brought Rio's garimpeiros, literally gold miners, out to Barra. Like Oswaldo Pintos de Oliveira. We call this urban gold mining, he says.
Ouro, prata.
We find gold, silver, coins, money, watches, electronics, GoPro cameras, glasses. Oliveira is a deeply tanned 52-year-old from Copacabana. He's been combing the beaches of Rio for nearly 18 years. He and his fellow garimpeiros employ different tactics depending on the day. If it's rough like today, they use a special tool, a rapina. It's shaped like those long-handled nets used to fish leaves out of a pool, except it has a scoop at the end with sharp, curved teeth, like a mini backhoe bucket. Oliveira describes how he pushes the rapina into the soft, wet sand, lets it fill up, and then holds it in the breaking waves to wash away everything except shells, trash, and treasure. Often there's nothing worthwhile there, but sometimes the ocean is generous. Oliveira says he's found two gold Rolex watches over the years, worth thousands of dollars each, even if they have to be melted down. Most days, he says he finds a gram or two of gold, worth about $30 a gram. And every time he sees that glint, he says, it's a serious rush. But some of the older treasure hunters say pickings are getting slimmer these days. Back in the 1980s, there was more jewelry on the beaches, more watches, they say. One of the reasons is Rio's stubborn crime rate.
Mas também as pessoas estão com medo de usar realmente joias.
People are scared to wear any jewelry on certain beaches in Brazil, Oliveira says. In recent years, Rio's famous Ipanema beach and others have been hit by mass robberies, where a line of thieves works their way down the beach, holding up everybody and stealing everything of value. A mile or so down the beach, Ivandro Nunes isn't buying into the idea that there's less treasure to be found these days. Nah, he says, that's not it. There are just more gold miners now. Maybe you used to have 10 or 12 of us. Well, now there are 60 or 70. So while you used to find 10 pieces of jewelry, now maybe you'll find two, because there are just so many people doing this. That's why Nunez and his friend have wandered further away from the main crowd of treasure hunters. Nunez plunges his rapina into the sand, then braces as a wave smacks against him. He tilts the bucket, letting the sand drain out with the rushing water. Then he reaches into it and holds up a thin, gleaming ring. Already, I say? On my first pass, he says. A little gold ring. Look at that. For the World, Will Carlos, on the beach in Rio de Janeiro.
You're listening to The World.